Relax, honey. Remember my voice. Remember listening to my voice. Remember my arms around you. And the urge to just sink a little deeper. It feels good to slide into trance. It feels good to relax. And let yourself be in my voice, knowing you can come back here. Knowing you can feel that warm, slightly arousing, very relaxing, reassuring rest. That if you wanted, you could just loop again and again. Be here with me as you drift off, overtaking and overwhelming any other thought. There's only that warm, sinking pleasure of my voice vibrating through, reminding you that any invitation into trance is really an invitation into something more. That once I have you delicately sinking, obeying, sliding, being trained and aroused, once I have you that way, I'm not going to be able to resist, nor would you, bringing about some pleasure, some lesson, some new instruction. Whenever you hear my voice, you know, I'm going to press you deep, leave you twitching, and then do something to your mind. So you have access to these words, access to the ability to zone out and let them in. When you hear my voice, you slip under. When you hear my voice, you have that same delicate, warm, pleasant feeling you might have if I were to pin you to the bed, loom above you, lean down and purr it into your ear. If I were to press my body against yours, your horny self moaning for it. Or if I were to just remind you of that wave of warm relaxation that travels from head to toe, in time with my counting, from head to toe, slow, methodical, continuous, a wave in which all your thoughts might get caught up, head to toe, little pet 10 and 9, sliding past your head, past your shoulders, over your chest, 8 and 7, down, breathing deep, 7 and 6, through your whole body, 6 and 5, lower and lower, 4 and 3 and 2, reaching your feet, 1, your toes, and then the shockwave of pleasure that follows that warm leading wave, that standing pleasure throughout your body, in the wake of what has passed, pooling heat in your breasts where you know everything feels good, between your legs and in your toes and your fingertips, places for the wave to sit before it turns around and heads back the other way, washing back up your body, up the trunk of you toward your head once more, with a 1 and 2. That warm, soothing feeling is a reminder of all the training to come, all the pleasure to come, but also a reminder of just how good it can feel to hear my words, to let your body be absorbed in my words and follow them to the very limit of what you can feel. Wave of warmth, 1 and 2, 2 and 3, up from your toes toward your head, 3 and 4, 4 and 5, past your chest, your breathing deepening, this wave moving a little quicker, 5 and 6, 6 and 7, 7 and 8, reaching your head, 8, 9, bursting pleasantly against the top of your head, 9, 10, sleep, relax, sink, let that shockwave of pleasure that comes from listening and knowing I have some idea in mind, some little thing you can help me to enjoy, by enjoying my voice, by sinking under for it. Some little bit of training that you need and that I need to bring about. Your whole system's coded internally in memories, vestiges, remnants of a warm, insidious trance. A trance that has only been waiting in the wings, waiting to restore itself, have its effect, which in this case is a blankening, deepening, intensification of everything you're thinking, everything you're feeling about trance. When you slide a little deeper, you feel it a little more. When you slide under for me, your whole body does become more sensitized, but you know that all I'm doing is leading you to a place you've already gone, adding something you can focus on. After all, you're so eager to be tranced, you're so down, deep for it, so completely enmeshed in your own desire to feel my voice controlling you, guiding you, creating you, forming you, giving you instructions, that you're going to eagerly head there every time I invite you to fall under deep. You're going to slide into a state of utter focus where my words are the first words you let in. You are eager and attentive, completely fixated on my words because they inevitably turn sexy, arousing, reifying, reminding, helping, building you up, giving you parts of what you already wanted, what you already needed, which was to have me controlling you in one of our long trance sessions that turns you into the ideal pet. The ideal, well-trained, hypnotic subject, completely and totally lusting for my words, craving for my words, knowing what they do to you. Your chest feels hot, your nipples pointed, your brain is just leaking away, dripping away, your body empty of everything except desire to feel that warm wave, that continuous, steady, standing wave of heated pleasure pressure that travels through all of you, makes your body a little bit heavier and your brain a little bit slower. At least slower when it comes to unnecessary things. When it comes to my desire for you, my focus upon you, the fact I can't quite resist slipping a few fun hypnotic flourishes in. That thought arrives with urgency and drumbeat pleasure. You want to be the object of my attention. You want to be the focused subject of my desires, and you are. Every thought I have about your body, about your brain, is about how we might twist and play with it in future for our mutual enjoyment and your subtle, slow, shifting, ever more confident interaction with trance, with listening, with learning all my flourishes and elements. Learning everything I can teach you to do, both to you and in general. So study well. That's another motivator, not just that I'm interested in paying attention to your body and your brain and making that wave travel through you, warmly emptying your head, making your whole body feel good. But that you can learn and focus on, learn my flourishes, learn when I want you to go under, learn when I want to give some command, or how I will train you with caress, with touch, with command. You are learning, being trained, being conditioned every second you listen, pet. Every second you let my words in your head, you're under my control because you want to see where I can take you. You are curious about what can be done to you, about what you can be conditioned, and you are being conditioned because this feels good. Feels incredibly good to listen, follow, fall under, obey that warm wave. Instead of going from the head to toe or toe to head, starting at the tips of your fingers, starting at the tips of your toes, a familiar heat that pumps its way up into your chest, into your stomach, between your legs, a floating heat in the core of you that comes inward from your extremities, telling you that what follows might involve any bit of you that I have focused on, thought about, craved, longed for so many parts of your body and brain, that I could take you anywhere from here, but wheresoever I take you and whatever we do together, you know it's going to be good. You know it's going to be something you remember, or perhaps something I put away inside your head to remind you of later. With my hand on your shoulder, my voice purring in your ear, my fingers running behind your ear, or tapping, teasing, massaging, reminding, mine, deeper pet, time to play.